Namaste, everyone. This is Sahara Rose, and welcome to the first episode of the Highest Self podcast. I am so excited to be here sharing with you guys on this brand new format. I've really been itching for a long time now to share with you guys just on a deeper level. A lot of you guys have been following my blog for the past 6 years now. Some of you guys have just recently started following me on Instagram, and maybe you've seen my Instagram stories, but I love to speak and share and be in dialogue with you guys. And I felt like on Instagram, it's so visual and you only kind of just see the final project, but you don't see the journey that it took to get there. And that's really why I wanted to create this podcast. I wanted to create a sacred space for us to share our vulnerabilities, our truths, our fears, our insecurities, our, you know, spiritual wisdoms that channel through us that sometimes we don't have anyone to talk with about. So the Highest Self podcast is about this. I want to share with you the tools to transcend into your highest self. So when I say highest self, what I mean is becoming the version of you that you are really destined to be. So in many spiritual beliefs, and this goes across religions, spiritual theories, practices all around the world, we have this concept of your highest self. And what that is the you that you were meant to be, the person that you were put on this planet to become. So it is believed that we were each born here with a specific purpose. The gifts that were given to us were not given to us coincidentally, but rather given to us to share with one another. And the reason that some of us were born with this desire to speak, and others of us with this desire to create, and many of others of us, we just want to help people, but we're not really sure how. And that's what this podcast is going to be all about. It's going to be about going back to that true you, who you were before society told you who you should become. And that right there is your highest self. So are there multiple highest selves, or are there just one? So we each have just one version of our highest self. However, we have many means to get there. So for me, for example, I love to write, I love to speak, I love to create art, but I also love to dance, and I love to practice yoga and be in my physical body. And all of these are tools that I use to become my highest self. But who I am when I'm lost on the dance floor, and who I am when I'm here communicating with you guys, is the same me. So don't feel like, oh, well, I don't know, I kind of have a lot of different interests and I'm not really sure which one's my highest self. They are all your highest self. They are all the different branches that that one tree contains. So don't feel like you have to, I'm just a food blogger, I'm just a yogi, I'm just a business person. We don't need to label ourselves the way that kind of the social media age has taught us to. And that's another reason I wanted to sort of create another space to communicate with you guys besides Instagram, because there's so much pressure to label yourself. There's so much just branding that's done. And I feel like with branding, it's such a stagnant methodology, because by the time you've branded yourself to be the expert, the go-to in the certain thing, you've changed as a human being. So we can't expect ourselves to always remain the same person. And to create this brand, it takes time, and brands evolve. So I want us to step away from this notion that we have to brand ourselves and become something, but rather just becoming who you were truly meant to be. And maybe some days that person is just sitting in the park looking at the stars. And another day, it's in a corporate office meeting, like getting things done. Like, both of those things are beautiful. To be spiritual, it doesn't mean you have to sell your belongings and move to Hawaii. And to be productive doesn't mean you have to have a high salary paying job. I want us to let go of all of these notions and labels and really just see things for face value and to just step into our own versions of our own truth. So That's what the Highest Self podcast will be all about. This is going to be a mix of a solo cast as well as an interview series. There are a lot of topics that I would love to share with you guys, from holistic healing and Ayurveda to past life regression and archetypes. And there are also many people that I would love to interview, from thought leaders to authors to just everyday people who have something to share. So the kind of key thing that's going to be tagging along throughout this podcast is I want everyone to share what makes them become their highest self. So that can be through food and through nourishment and healthy eating. That is a tool that we use to become our highest selves. It can be through yoga and physical activity. That's another tool that we use. It can be through, you know, making money and manifesting abundance. That's another tool. There is no judgment here. There's no, this is the way and that is not the way. For me, in my own personal journey, food was really a pivotal part of it, because food is something that we control every single day. And by shifting our food, we are changing our molecules. We are essentially changing what we are made out of. So food was one of the things that I originally had become very sensitive to as I shifted and spiritually emerged. But at the same time, I feel like it has its limitations, because once you've sort of figured out what foods work for you and what don't, and then what? It's what you do with that energy. Food is our gasoline. It is the oil that we put into our car to help us go to the places that we were meant to go. However, if we spend our time stressing about the quality of the oil and how much gas do I have and when do I need to get more of it, we're never going to go to our final destination. And I see that happen with so many people, well-intentioned people, who they want to be healthy and they know that food is so important, but they get stuck there. And after you've healed your body, what is it that you were meant to do with that energy, that radiance? What is your gift to share? And for some of us, that gift is to share food again, but it's not for all of us. And I really believe that food is part of an equation, but it is an entire circle, a circle that is always changing. So for me, food helped me get to my point of spiritual evolvement. But now there's so much more that I want to share with you, and my own doubts and fears and insecurities of, who am I to share about spirituality? I haven't done enough living. I haven't done enough learning. Those were thoughts that were echoing in my head for a few years now. It's been 3 years that I've been playing with this idea of having a podcast, but I felt like I need to have my book published. I need to be with a big publisher. I need to have enough prestige or whatever before people take me seriously, until finally I realized it's not about anyone taking you seriously, but it's about you taking yourself seriously. And I realized that all of these things that I was projecting onto others, of them thinking, who am I to share about spirituality? Those were thoughts that I had about myself. So once I shed those thoughts and I said, you know what? Maybe I haven't lived for 50 years. Maybe I haven't had all of the life experiences in the world. But I've had enough, and I feel this call, and I feel this constant nudge from my highest self to share, to share, to share. And in the past few weeks, when I've really been playing with the idea of this podcast, and it's kind of come from the stars, and it's like on the periphery around my body, and we'll talk about these layers outside of your body, but it was like right outside of me, but it still hadn't come through me, I experienced this really bad like cough, and I never ever get sick. So I did my protocol. I'm having my zinc and my elderberry and vitamin C and my drinking my colloidal silver, and it's not going away. It'll go away for a day and then it will come back. And it's this constant feeling of phlegm in my throat, which was something that I really had not experienced in many, many years. I was a kapha as a child, which I'll discuss, but have not been a kapha vikruti, which is my doshic state right now, for many years. So phlegm is not something that happens to me, but it was happening to me because it was my body's sign that, girl, you need to speak. You need to say something right now. And if you aren't going to do it, we're going to give you this congested feeling in your throat until you clear it out with those words. So what I'm doing right now is just as medicine to you as it is to me. So thank you for being my witness for that. So I just want us to take a deep breath here, because in this podcast, we're going to get deep. We're obviously going to laugh, or we're going to giggle, and I'm a super silly, humorous person, but we're also going to kind of go places that most podcasts don't tend to go. And on my spiritual journey, I oftentimes felt lost because I longed for a spiritual teacher, but I felt like I didn't resonate with so many of them. I read the works of Byron Katie, Marianne Williamson, and so many wonderful people, but I felt like they weren't speaking my language 100%. They grew up in a different time and era from me. It's even when you ask your own parents for, you know, suggestions about things, and they're like, oh, well, like, just do this, like, call that person up, show up at their door, and they didn't grow up with the internet. It was a very different time, and this generation that's grown up with the internet, especially my generation right now, so I'm 26 years old. So I've grown up not having a computer. I remember my dad bringing a computer in. I remember like going on and playing on it, but we didn't have internet yet. I remember getting AOL and like buzzing in. I remember that entire process. And we are the only generation that's lived like pre-computer and internet and post. So it's like a really interesting life experience that all of our souls have chosen. Another thing that we're going to share a lot about on this podcast is that our souls have chosen these reincarnations. It is not a coincidence. The obstacles and the struggles that you have faced, they have all been chosen by your soul. And on a larger level, this time to be alive was chosen by all of our souls. You listening to this podcast was chosen by your soul for some reason. So I really believe that our generation has been placed here because we have that balance of knowing what it's like to totally disconnect and just be in nature and, you know, spend your day like looking at the bark of a tree and listening to the birds outside and having that pure childhood-like experience that has been unadulterated by the distractions of the internet. But at the same time, we know the beauty that the internet has, that it's brought us together and it's created friendships and possibilities and it's created revolutions in countries and it's really just done so much good and so much evil, and it's a dichotomy and it's life and it's chaos and it's beauty and it's corruption and it's everything. And the internet is our relationship with change. I believe that people who are anti-internet, there's something anti-change about them, because the internet is what you see it as. It can be the most God-blessed tool that helps you learn anything it is that you desire for your soul's highest evolvement. It can be that. And it can also be your demise. It can be your constant comparison, your vehicle to prevent you from getting deep within yourself because you were constantly distracted with what others are doing and imposing upon you. So it is up to us, and whatever your relationship is with the internet, I invite you to look at your relationship with yourself. And if you see this world as this chaotic and destructive place, and where's the society going, and this generation doesn't know what they're talking about, and I'm afraid of the future, what does that say about your own state of self? And if you're someone that says, wow, such an incredible time to be alive. We have this internet and we're meeting people from all around the world and we're forging these connections and we don't have to read mainstream media. People can have blogs now and they can share their own opinion, and women are changing the fashion industry by showing pictures of their real bodies, and not everything has to be filtered through news sources and media channels, and we can see things as they are. So I want you to ask yourself, where do I stand? What is my relationship with this vehicle that my soul has chosen to be a part of? Your soul did not choose to be alive in the 1920s, it chose today. So all of becoming in touch with your highest self is noticing your connections with those things. And we'll discuss a lot more about them in this podcast. So a lot of you ask me, how do I know who my highest self is? What does it look like? What are these downloads that you're talking about? You know, a lot of you have an itch for this spiritual awakening, but don't know where to buy it from, essentially. So I want to play with this idea of tapping in with to your highest self right now. So I want you to take a few moments to just think about what are the things that you love. It can be an activity. It can be a state of being, a place, a community, family, animal. Think about those things that you love. And you know you love them because when you see them, your heart literally feels something. For me, when I look at my puppy, I literally feel all types of ways. I'm like, oh my God, I didn't even know I could love someone this much. I literally could just stare at him for hours. And when I'm here right now sharing with you guys, sitting here talking to no one, but knowing that you guys are gonna read this, wow, that gives me the heebie-jeebies. Oh my gosh. And that's something I really love. And being in nature, totally disconnected from all of this, and feeling so small, and knowing that your life is actually so insignificant and you are all just part of this giant universe. You are a grain of sand in it. And that's also so freeing because you don't have to take your life so seriously. Another moment for me is snorkeling underwater and looking at these fish and the colors and the designs and being like, holy shit, God made that. He is the ultimate fashion designer. I can't believe that exists in nature. Fruits, oh my God, fruits. The colors, the vibrancy, the shapes. Like, and they all taste so good. Like, you gotta know someone's out there looking out for us because someone made fruits. So I want you to just think of those things that you love, and we can sit here for 20 minutes in silence, and it's gonna take at least that long period of time, and I'm not gonna waste your commute on that. But think about those things, write them down in a journal, come back to them. It could be a list of 500 things, it could be a list of 3, whatever feels right to you at this time. And from that list, I want you to think about those moments that you feel truly alive. What were you doing in those moments? How did that feeling of aliveness translate through your body? Did you feel excited and radiant and full of energy? Or did you feel still, serene, calm? Present. And I want you to think back upon your childhood self. See, as children, we are much more tapped into our highest selves because we were born knowing exactly what it is we were meant to do on this planet. If you're ever confused, look at a baby. A baby knows what's up. But as we grow up, we forget. And it's not because of time, but it's from the little things. The adults rolling their eyes at our responses when they ask us questions about ourselves and what we want to do. And then we change our minds until we fit the norms of what is acceptable, which gets further narrowed the more that we grow. I want to be an astronaut and explore life on other planets. Turns into, I want to be a mad scientist and invent things that never existed before. Turns into, I want to be an environmentalist and save the planet. Turns into, I want to be a business person and make money to help people, of course. Turns into, I don't know how to start a business, so I'll start just by working for someone else's. Turns into, well, I guess I'll go into the sales department because they have a free training. Turns into, darn, this job is sucking the life out of me. I don't have time to do anything that I actually want to do. Turns into, how can I numb myself on the weekends? This job is exhausting. Turns into, what can I buy with this paycheck that'll make me happy? Turns into, I can't believe I spent all of my money on clothes and alcohol. Ugh. Turns into, God, what am I doing with my life? I have no direction, no purpose. Why am I even here? Let me tell you something. You were brought here to become that astronaut, that mad scientist, that environmentalist, that doctor, that lawyer, even that business person, because money is also an exchange of energy. However, you were not here to spend your life earning a paycheck and the little free time you have spending that paycheck. You were not here brought to this planet to work a job that is not fulfilling you or serving the world. This may have been part of your journey, so do not judge yourself if it has been. But know that it's been placed on your path so you can experience those hardships to transcend into those joys. Every obstacle you were faced with was placed on your path to help you expand into the highest version of yourself. Let me repeat that and write this one down. Every obstacle you were faced with was placed on your path to help you expand into the highest version of yourself. If you had an abusive childhood, that was placed in your life to make you stronger. If you had a loving family, that was given to you to serve as an example of how to love everyone around you. If you grew up in poverty, those cards were dealt to you to make you more appreciative, receptive, and grateful. If you grew up in wealth, that was given to you to use it to serve others and not worry about finances as you expand into your highest self. We all have journeys. We cannot judge one another's and say, oh, he had it easier. Oh, her life has always been better than mine. Listen, we each chose our soul's journey. It was not given to us as a coincidence. It contains the exact lessons that we need for our soul's highest evolvement. Now, I want you to think about the lessons your soul has chosen. The hardships, the obstacles that have been placed upon your path. I want you to breathe into those. Now, I want you to think about how those very things made you who you are. It's brilliant, isn't it? What the soul does to us. What I want you to know is that your mess is your message. How can you use those hardships to best serve those around you? At our deepest core level, we were all placed here to serve. Our gifts were not given to us to be kept a secret in a box. They were meant to be shared. As you expand into your highest self, you will notice that you will naturally want to share more. Maybe it's an hour of your time teaching your cousin how to play the piano. Maybe it's exposing your true self more on social media. Allow for that expansion, because that is how you'll grow. So, as you can see, we're gonna get deep on this podcast. So I want you to tune in every time with an open mind, an open heart, an open soul. And I'll be interweaving with you my experiences and those that have come through me, downloaded from the universe. And together, we will share with another what our souls have given us to uplift humanity. So thank you so much for being a part of my first ever podcast experience. I'm already so excited for the next one. I hope my throat gets better now. I'll see you guys on the next podcast, and I love you guys all so much.